will be able to leave. The president also urged the Senate to take up or down votes on his controversial appeals court nominees, and he defended his nominee for United Nations ambassador. Senators, though, have delayed a vote on John Bolton amid allegations he abused power and mistreated underlings. Also tonight, a military jury sentenced a soldier to death for a grenade and rifle attack on U.S. officers during the opening days of the Iraq invasion, the barrage that killed two officers. Prosecutors said it was driven by religious extremism. Sergeant Hassan Akbar gave a brief, barely audible apology today, stood at attention between his lawyers as the verdict was delivered. He showed no emotion. He could have been sentenced to life in prison with or without parole for the early morning March 2003 attack, which also wounded 14 fellow members of the Army's 101st Airborne Division. The 15-person military jury, which last week took just 2.5 hours to convict him of premeditated murder, deliberated for about 7 hours in the sentencing phase. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says a filibuster aimed at heading off a fight over Bush's judicial nominees is a big, wet kiss to the far right. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist proposed a plan that would give Democrats 100 hours to debate court nominees if they agree to allow a confirmation vote on each. Democrats have blocked 10 of Bush's appellate court choices through filibuster threats and are threatening to block future ones. Just hours after its inception, Iraq's newly approved partial cabinet held its first meeting. The lawmakers said they discussed the handover between the outgoing prime minister and his successor. That power transfer is expected within days. Under pressure from advocates of open government, the Pentagon released hundreds of photos of flag-draped coffins of American soldiers. The military had resisted releasing those images, barred news coverage of the arrival of soldiers' coffins. The photos released without context, so it's still unclear where and when most of the photos were taken. This is Air America Radio News.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, it's Al Franken. Next time on the Al Franken Show, the Grateful Dead's Phil Lesh and Salon and the New York Observer's Joe Connison will join me to discuss the latest shocking developments in the Michael Jackson case. It's three solid hours of Wacko Jacko on the next Franken.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanfer on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. We'll get to Bush's speech later. What's to say? What's to say, really? The number of Bushisms that he committed tonight are pretty astonishing. But I think what we saw tonight is a guy who knows the writing, so to speak, is on the wall. His presidency, I do believe, is essentially over at this point. He knows it. I think Karl Rove knows it. You know, he's been out for how many months here? A couple of months trying to push this stupid-ass Social Security nuclear option of his, and no one's buying it. No one's buying his war any longer. No one's buying this economy any longer. No one's buying his energy policies any longer, such as they are. So, now, it's in different context. Somebody sent this to me just a few minutes ago. These lines from Macbeth that you all are familiar with. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this pretty this creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. And that's kind of where Bush is right now. So, to hell with George Bush. We'll do some of the sound from his speech a little bit later on the program tonight. If Kathy feels like pulling it together, I don't think it's pertinent anymore. It just doesn't matter. Something has happened. Do you get the sense? Do you get the same sense that I? Something has happened to this corrupt presidency. Maybe it's just the weight of so much negativity, of so much destruction and corruption, and but something. And something has happened. I don't know when the tipping point was reached, the tipping point we all talked about, that eventually it was going to come. Maybe it's just the tipping point that you reach when you can no longer sustain a lie, a series of lies, an enormous series of lies. Every single thing that the Bush administration has talked about since day one has been a lie. Everything. And again, I issue my usual challenge to any right-winger out there, any Bush supporter, to provide an instance of any sort of approach or position or declaration by George W. Bush or any member of his administration that was not a lie. That challenge stands. No one has been able to provide one instance of anything done by this corrupt administration that was not a lie. Now, you know, I keep thinking about how the world will end, not with a bang, but a whimper. And it seems like this administration, regardless of what you may have heard on Randy Rhodes' program the other day, it's not going to be careful now, Malloy. It's not going to end with a bang. It is going to end with a whimper. And I think that's what we saw tonight. Didn't you get the feeling? I did notice a little tiny bit more of an aggressive attitude from the crack White House press corps, which just pisses me off at them even more. Here we are into the second administration of this clown, And they are now, just now, finding the ability to ask straightforward questions. But did you notice this? Maybe this is just projection on my part or wishful thinking, but did anyone else notice what I'm talking about? If you did, let's hear. I'll take some phone calls right away. Let's hear what you got to say. I just got a profound sense that this guy's washed out. This is it. It's done. It's put a fork in it. It's toast. Oh, Jesus. Is the Secret Service going to come and investigate me now because I said put a fork in it? Seriously, it's over. And I think Bush understands that even his base is getting sick of him. That's why he made the statement about Dobson and these religious right freaks. Now, I think what this means, very simply, is that the efforts by the religious right and Tom DeLay, this monstrous Christ killer, James Dobson, I think his efforts are going to be redoubled and redoubled again now to connect with the true Nazis in Congress. Not that Bush and his regime are not fascists. They are fascists by definition. But we also have in the Congress, true Nazis. I mean, Nazis. N-A-Z-I-S. Nazis. And the Christ killer James Dobson is not in Congress, of course, but he is one of the numero uno Nazis in the country right now. So I think we'll begin to see this. But Bush made the who was it? David, what's his name, from... Where's he from? NBC? Who asked a question about Dobson and the rest of these psycho Christians' statement that if you didn't support Bush's nominees, you were attacking Democrats were not people of faith and so on and so forth. And Bush backed away from that real fast, didn't he? Now, at that point, I can just see Karl Rove choking on his popsicle, right? Or whatever he had in his mouth. Because that's not what Bush is supposed to do. This is what Pappy Bush did. See, Pappy Bush did this in the run-up to the 92 election, and his devout Christ-killing Christians all deserted him because Pappy Bush refused to go along with this Christ-killing attitude on the part of these right-wing Christians, these Christo-Nazis. Is Bush Jr. doing the same? I think Bush Jr. is just getting tired of it. You know, he is a very limited man. Limited vocabulary, limited intellect, limited vision, if any, burned out on drugs, burned out on alcohol. He struggles out there sometimes to put this little bully boy face on things because he thinks that's what a president is supposed to be. Supposed to be a bully boy, and if you're president of the United States, you're supposed to be the bully boy on the block. You're supposed to kick ass and take names, and Bush can no more kick ass and take names than Karl Rove can. They're both a couple of you've seen these people in high school, especially Karl Rove, right? High school, the worst time in all of our lives, and Karl Rove was a pasty-faced little bastard who just ran around behind everybody's back trying to cause trouble. And George W. Bush was a semi-jock. He couldn't make the football team, so he became a cheerleader, right? These people are all failures, every single one of them, everything they've done. No matter what it was, business, politics, military, avoiding the military, high school, college, everything. Total failures. Total failures. And I think Bush, in his heart of hearts, he understands that. He knows his limits. He knows he's a jackass. His mother knows he's a jackass. Everyone in the family knew he's a jackass. That's why they went, what? They want to make him president? We thought Jeb would be president. George? The doofus in the family? And I think it's finally getting through. Rove has had Bush out there with carefully screened audiences for weeks and weeks and weeks to sell this half-witted kill Social Security idea. And what is the American public saying about that? Get out of here! Get out of town with this! Go away! And Bush, somebody is letting Bush know. Well, George, we're screening the audiences. We're keeping all the embarrassing questions away from you. No signs, no bumper stickers, nothing. Nobody who's going to fart, nobody who's going to belch, nobody's going to make any bad noises or let any smells emanate from any of their body orifices while you're up here on the stage at the gymnasium talking about your wonderful Social Security plan. But you know what? People aren't buying it, George. They're not buying you. And the oil companies who don't give a tinker's damn about Bush or Clinton or FDR or Christ or Muhammad. And the oil companies don't give a damn about anybody or anything except keeping the price high and making lots of money. And they're kind of laughing at Bush. You know, they're you can imagine the boardroom conversations at ExxonMobil. Hey, what did the monkey do today? Why do we care? We have $25 billion profit this year. Why do we care? Let him stand out there and talk with Dobson about who can pray the hardest. Right? You get this sense? Well, I certainly do.
Hush now, mama, forget Osama, Kabul and Kandahar.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you want cheap, high-speed internet access provided by your city? There's just one thing in your way. Telecommunications companies. Corporations like Comcast are fighting to stop cities and towns from offering low-cost, high-speed internet directly to their residents. Why? They're afraid of competition. Mother Jones reports from Tri-Cities, Illinois, where not one company offered reliable high-speed internet access to homes. So citizens asked the city to install high-speed internet for everyone. Comcast and SBC got worried. The companies fought back with a $300,000 campaign, and the plan was defeated. Now, corporations like Comcast are lobbying state legislatures to stop cities from providing high-speed internet. 14 cities have already passed restrictions. It seems making a buck for these corporations has become more important than citizens' access to information on the internet. In a democracy built on an informed citizenry, this really should worry us all. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't fly. George W. Bush would be coming up to the front porch.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
Liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that the Bush threat has ended at all. As long as this clown is sitting in the Oval Office and has the football, the codes, the nuclear codes, the entire planet is in danger. To have that sort of ignorance that close to a nuclear trigger is a real game of a chicken, you know what I'm saying? That none of us want to play, but we don't have any choice. But the sense I got tonight, and the sense I've been getting from Bush lately, is he's too tired, man. This guy's had it. He's really had it. He understands. I know it's difficult for him to read columns and numbers, but he can read polls. And everything that he has proposed and everything he's proposing is toast. And his personal popularity with the American public is in the toilet. And I'm sure he calls Carl up on the phone. This is not how you told me it would be, Carl. And Uncle Dick said it would be okay, too. You know, the people around him, I think, are using him more than the people around Reagan used Reagan. Not that I have any sympathy for him. I still think he's a giggling murderer. And I hope that in 2006 enough Democrats get elected where they can impeach him, try him in the Senate, throw his ass out. Let him go back to running little toy oil companies. You know, let him do that. A lot of money coming in oil. He can go make some money, get the hell out of the seat of power that he now occupies. But that's the sense I got. He didn't even make an effort to sound kind of cool and hip and that little chin sticking out aggressive bully boy thing tonight, right? Did you notice that? And, of course, what I noticed in watching this was a crack White House press corps. When they smell a little blood in the water, they're sharks. You know, they're not sharks. They're attack goldfish. Once they smell a little blood of the guppies in the water, they go, blah, 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 here they come. But otherwise, they scatter like little goldfish, you know, the crack White House press corps. But what I noticed tonight was the goldfish smell a little blood in the water, a little guppy blood. So they move in very, you know, in a pack, and they move in. And the questions are a little bit more aggressive. The questions are a little bit more pointed. What's his name from NBC? David Gregory was a little bit more. What did he ask? Six questions. He kept coming back for the follow up. And there stood George. If ever there was a deer in the headlights look on this man, it was tonight, right? Did you get the same impression? I certainly did. You want to do some phone calls? Or the sound bites. I'm looking at, I thought you said line three. Oh, my screen. I can't hear tonight. But anyway, listen to this guy. Let's play some. Let's play some of Bush's sound. And tell me if you don't think he's become so last week, okay? Now, I don't know if he was wired or not. Couldn't see his back bulge. But if he was wired, then he's become extra stupid. Or the person whispering into his ear has become extra stupid. Let's get some of the sound. This is on the energy crisis. That's what the question's about. And this is where he talks about liquid gas in solid form.
One of the great sources of energy for the future is liquefied natural gas. There's a lot of gas reserves around the world. Gas can only be transported by ship, though, when you liquefy it, when you put it in solid form.
Then it's not gas, is it? Huh? It becomes a solid. You or something. On the Social Security problem, reporter wants to have some questions about Social Security and its, quote, problem. As you guess the word of the day here, ask yourself this question. Does it sound to you like he even understands this issue at all?
I have a duty as the president to define problems facing our nation.
Yeah.
And to call upon people to act.
Yeah, that's true.
For the past 60 days, I've traveled our country making it clear to people we have a problem. That's the first step of any legislative process, is to explain to the people the nature of the problem.
Uh-huh.
And the American people understand we have a problem.
Yeah, you.
See, once the American people realize there's a problem, then they're going to start asking members of Congress from both parties, why aren't you doing something to fix it?
Oh, my God. See what I mean? Now, didn't we talk about this, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months ago, didn't we? When this whole Social Security, I'm going to blow it up attitude on the part of the Republicans. Republicans have been pissed off about Social Security for 70 years. And they finally thought, okay, we've got a dumb man in the office who doesn't understand the issue, so we'll feed him the lines, we'll tell him what to say, and we'll send this little freak out there and let him make these empty, vapid statements, and the public's going to love it because we'll give him key words and phrases like private savings accounts and all this other stuff. But we said 5 months ago, there's no plan. These people don't have any plan. They just want to destroy it. That's all they want to do is kill, murder Social Security. There's nothing. There's no plan to replace it. And Bush has been the personification of that lack of a plan. And there he was. Well, you know, and the people ask enough questions, maybe somebody will answer. Not me. I don't even know why I'm out here. Can I go home now?
I'm running on the legs of responsibility. So if you love me or you hate me, don't misunderestimate me. Don't misunderestimate.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you tired of battling your weight without the results you want? Don't give up. Learn the facts. All Natural South African Hoodia is now available with a 100% money-back guarantee exclusively with H57. How does it work? H57 doesn't claim to block, absorb, blast, or reduce fat. It just helps you control your hunger. H57's organically based compound significantly reduces your appetite and your desire for food. And when you don't eat as much, you lose weight. That's a fact. The amazing results of South African Hoodia have been featured on 60 Minutes, Nightline, and the BBC. H57's Hoodia is real. The effects are real. The weight loss is real. With H57, you eat less, not because you're trying to eat less, but because you simply don't desire food. There's no counting carbs, points, or fat grams. Don't be fooled by imitators. Demand real H57 South African Hoodia. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your product price is refunded. That's a fact. Call now. 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money back guarantee. 1-800-227-0361. Or visit myh57.com.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Ensite continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America, with millions of satisfied long-term users. Ensite customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Ensite is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Ensite has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Ensite.com. That's Enzyte.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last. So call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomega.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Guestapalooza Friday on Morning Sedition. We've got one of my favorite authors, Bruce Wagner, who knows damaged people better than anyone. And a man who's seen the damage in Iraq firsthand. Time Magazine's Mick Ware will be live in the studio. Plus, what kind of damage will Seth MacFarlane inflict when his twisted cartoon Family Guy hits the air again? And we'll see how many more guests we can fit in here on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
And what did he say at the end of the press conference? Thank you all for your answers? Is that what he said? Maybe he was saying that for the guy who was talking in his earpiece, right? What else? He offered protection for all who would harm America. Jesus. Okay, on the continuing violence in Iraq, reporter wants to know about, things are going so well. How come everybody's still dying over there? And so Bush talks about how democracy is taking hold to make peace more likely to be the norm. Oh, and people are making a difference in the lives of that country. So the more confident they have in the process. This is unbelievable.
A lot of folks in the past never thought democracy could take hold. Democracy is taking hold.
Uh-huh.
And as democracy takes hold, peace will be more likely be the norm. The more secure Iraq becomes as a result of the hard work of Iraqi security forces, the more confident the people will have in the process.
Uh-huh. Okay. Those crack Iraqi security forces again, huh? What do we got? We got 180,000 of them now, right? They can all march real good, and they know how to snap their toy weapons up, and they look pretty good in their little white gloves and blue pants. But when it comes to a fight or if they're standing in line to use the bathroom, they all get blown to pieces. You know, sometimes they shoot each other, but have you noticed that? There's no sewage, workable sewage system in Baghdad. We took care of that when we bombed the hell out of the place. So these guys, you know, they go out and they go through the little toy drills. Hey, we are Iraqi policemen. Look here. And then they all take a break and they stand in front of these porta-johns. And that's when an insurgent comes by and says, oh, fresh meat. Here, hold this. You know, and drives a car bomb, and 80 of them get blown into pieces, right? That's the crack Iraqi MP force or whatever the hell it is that Bush is talking about. They do real good, don't they, huh? These are good. This is like Keystone Cops, except for one thing. It's real arms being blown off. It's real heads exploding. It's real guts and entrails and blood in the streets. Of course, you know, to Bush, that doesn't mean anything. Dead, you're all dead. Okay, got any more? On the controversy of Russia sending enriched uranium to Iran, which happens to be one of my favorite topics, Bush explains why the Iranians want a civilian nuclear energy industry, even though, of course, he doesn't see the need of it because they have all that oil, but that oil belongs to Halliburton. Watch out, Iran. You got the goods. Here we come.
The Iranians have said, don't we deserve to have a nuclear power industry,
uh-huh,
just like you do?
Yeah.
I've kind of wondered why they need one since they got all the oil, but nevertheless, others in the world say, well, maybe that's their right to have their own civilian nuclear power industry. And what Russia said, fine, we'll provide you the uranium, we'll enrich it for you and provide it to you, and then we'll collect it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that gesture.
You appreciate that gesture, you half-wit. You complete moron. Jesus. Now, some people around the world say, you know, they want to have nuclear power industry. They should be able to have it. I guess that's right. Of course, they got all that oil. Of course, I want all that oil. You know, come to think of it, you guys build up nuclear power industry. We're going to come over and steal your oil. How's that? Hey, did you hear about ExxonMobil? $205 billion profit? Something like that. That's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah. How am I doing, Uncle Dick? Talk louder, Uncle Dick. I can't hear you in my damn earpiece. You know, Condi Valdez likes it. On David Gregory's question regarding Bush's thoughts on mixing religion and politics, how faith is being used in political debates. Actually, it's not faith. It's murderous, bloody, Christ-killing, fake Christianity. It's rapture. It's here go your clothes. Let's all rise up nude with things dangling as we rise into heaven. Now, Bush's poll numbers must be in serious trouble because he's not going to win any of the rapture right over with his proclamations on faith tonight.
I am mindful that people in political office should not say to somebody, you're not equally American if you don't happen to agree with my view of religion.
What?
As I said, I think faith is a personal issue. And I get great strength from my faith.
Yeah.
But I don't condemn somebody in the political process because they may not agree with me.
Uh-oh.
On religion.
Uh-oh.
The great thing about America, David, is that you should be allowed to worship any way you want.
What?
And if you choose not to worship, you're equally as patriotic as somebody who does worship. And if you choose to worship, you're equally American if you're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim. And that's the wonderful thing about our country, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, who wrote that for you? John the Commie? What the hell are you talking about? Haven't you got the latest bulletin from Dobson? If you don't believe a certain way, all the demons in hell are going to rise up through the holes in your socks and start eating your body. When you go to bed at night, they're going to swing down from the fan or the chandelier or the closet and eat your liver. Bah! Bush said what? Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, Malloy, come on, don't buy into that. That's just, you know, that's what he does. That's what he says. And then as soon as he leaves the press conference, he gets on the phone to Dobson and he kind of pants like a little puppy. I didn't mean it. Hey, Jimmy, I didn't mean it. It's okay. I think they're all going to burn in hell still. Praise Jesus, Jimmy. God, I hate fags. I want them all to go to hell. Can I lick your hand? Did you see that picture of me and the Saudi prince the other day? Don't worry, I'm not queer. Not with him, anyway. Now, Guckert. Just kidding, Jimmy. Right? Standing out there saying that people have a right to believe anything they want? Oh, sweet Jesus in heaven! Like I said, Honest John the Commie must have written that line for him, huh? And Dobson's out there. Dobson had to get up and go change his diapers when he heard Bush say that. It was just kind of like, excuse me, Mom, let me go back here in the toilet. Damn, I can't believe that happened. I'm sorry, Mom. And Karl Rove, you know, Karl Rove's eardrum just collapsed, just like Limbaugh, except Limbaugh did his with drugs. But Rove is sitting there, you know, with his earphones on, listening to the answers being fed to Bush, and he hears Bush say that, and like little darts go right into Rove's head. Ow! Ow! Damn! What? Ow! Ooh! Damn, that hurt! Right? Colorado Springs, Colorado, just had an earthquake. But they don't know it. It's like the demons and angels that wander the streets out there looking for lost souls, right? Huh? You never see the demons or angels. You just see the results of what they do, according to these psychopaths that cluster out there. So they just had an earthquake in Colorado Springs, which is ground zero for these religious nutcases. Bush out there saying, well, you know, people believe anything they want to believe. What? Oh, it was funny. It was so funny. Jesus, I had a good time watching that comedy hour. So, will Bush support support Social Security legislation if it doesn't include personal accounts? Remember that? Private accounts. Let's not call them personal accounts. If it doesn't include private accounts, is too stupid to find his butt with both hands, or way too stupid to explain this thing. Well, support it if it doesn't include. Carl, Uncle Dick. Pew, pew. Those are darts. Now watch Secret Service call Air America tomorrow and say, was Malloy making sound like gunfire? Was Malloy making sounds like gunfire when he was talking about Bush's speech? We want the tape for that. Can we have the tape? By the way, we're going to send Randy Rhodes down to Guantanamo, but that's coming. But we want to hear Malloy's tape. What does that mean? Those are darts going in Karl Rove's eardrums, you suckers. So anyway, will Bush support Social Security legislation if it doesn't include personal accounts?
I feel strongly that there needs to be voluntary personal savings accounts as part of the Social Security system.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay.
I mean, it's got to be a part of a comprehensive package. And the reason I feel strongly about that,
yeah, why,
is that we've got a lot of debt out there, a lot of unfunded liabilities.
A lot of debt!
And our workers need to be able to earn a better rate of return on our money to help deal with that debt.
Our debt? What?
Secondly, I like the idea of giving someone ownership.
Oh, okay.
Why should ownership be confined only to rich people?
That's right. I want a bicycle. Can I get a... How about a pony? Bush likes ownership? He does? Can you play that one more time? I'm not sure what I just heard there. Now, this is about...
I feel strongly...
Yeah?
...that there needs to be voluntary personal savings accounts as part of the Social Security system.
I see. Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's got to be a part of a comprehensive package. And the reason I feel strongly about that...
Why do you feel strongly about
it? ...is that we've got a lot of debt out there.
Yeah, you caused it!
Liabilities.
You caused it!
And our workers need to be able to earn a better rate of return on our money to help deal with that debt.
What workers?
Secondly, I like the idea of giving someone ownership.
All right, stop it. So what he's saying is...
Why should ownership be confined only to rich people?
Sit down! Why should ownership be confined only rich people? I don't know. Our workers need something, because there's a lot of debt out there. Oh, Jesus.
I would not be just a number. Why should all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Oh, my pretty!
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War's going according to plan. Well, then it's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at WillDurst.com.
Bush! He's turning into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell re- What about Medicare re- Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're gonna need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
We got a lot of problems, but I'm going to tell you something about this country. In my mind, there is no doubt that we won't solve these problems.
Yes.
silly ass. Oh, my God. So his statements tonight were just extraordinarily, astonishingly hilarious. I always think to myself, well, why watch this crap? And then I think, no, watch it, Mike, because there's going to be some funny stuff. There's going to be some funny stuff. You got to watch it. What was that last soundbite you played where you talk about workers got to work because there's an awful lot of debt out there? Jesus, that's like a pyromaniac saying, damn, look, the whole city's on fire. What happened? Anybody know? Here, we hold my matches a minute. I got to light up. God. So, is Bush concerned about the poisonous partisan atmosphere in D.C.? You know, these filthy, Christ-killing, fake Christians who are operating over, under, through, and above the radar. Tom DeLay, Frist, Hastert, all these thugs. Does Bush bear any responsibility for being more of a divider than a uniter?
I've been disappointed. I felt that people could work together in good faith. Uh-huh. There's been a lot of instances of bipartisanship, but yeah, when you bring a tough issue up like Social Security, sometimes people divide into camps.
Camps?
I'm proud of my party.
Yeah.
My party's been the party of ideas.
Yeah, Tom DeLay.
He said, here's a problem.
Yeah.
And here's some ideas as how to fix it.
Oh, here you go. Yeah. Tom DeLay, you know, he saw a problem out there in Saipan. You know, that's an island out there. And the problem was they were bringing in sex slaves, you know, children. And Tom DeLay went out there, Jack Abramson, and they got a lot of money from Indian reservations or something. I'm not real clear on it. But anyway, he came back, and Tom DeLay made sure that there was no legislation passed that would stop little children from being sexually mutilated. See? That's how it works. What? Did I say something wrong? But that's not what? No? That's a bad. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. We're the party of ideas. That's what we are. We're the party of ideas. We got ideas. You want to hear an idea? Here's an idea. Okay. Wait a minute. I lost the transmission in my button. Hold on. What? An idea. Give me an idea. Damn it. Give me an idea here. We got the workers to work out here, got to work, because if they don't work, workers, when they're supposed to be working, then there's debt. What? There's not debt. Because there's not debt. Wait a minute. What? Talk up. Damn it, I can't hear you. Come on. Okay. So when they find the liquefied natural gas, they got to get it over here, and you know we can't have a 12,000 mile long gas pipe. So they make it into a solid. What? Isn't that what you said? I thought that's what you said. Oh, damn! All right. What? Okay. All right. There's problems in Social Security. Social Security's a problem. We got a problem. You look at the problem and say you're a problem. And then you take that problem and you say, well, now the problem has got to be changed from a problem into liquefied. No, I just said that. Workers got to, there's debt out there. On the criticism and lawsuits that allege the No Child Left Behind thingy wasn't funded. Well, Bush ignores the lawsuit part of the question. He focuses on the success of the program, which makes sure children have literacy. Don't you mean numeracy? Oh, well. In math, the ability to read and write and do numbers and in work.
I don't know about the lawsuit. I'm not a lawyer.
I'm not.
But I'll ask my lawyers about the lawsuit. But I know some people are trying to unwind No Child Left Behind.
Unwind it?
Listen, the whole theory behind No Child Left Behind is this: if we're going to spend federal money,
yeah,
we expect the states,
yeah,
to show us whether or not we're achieving, you know, simple objectives like literacy, literacy in math.
Yeah, that's good.
The ability to read and write.
The ability to read and write. That's right. We put the No Child Left Behind. The ability to read and write. But you know what? Math. What? Talk up. I can't hear. The ability to read and write. Did I say something wrong again? Oh, damn. What? Literacy and math. What? Literacy and math. I'm not a lawyer, but my lawyer's a lawyer. So I asked my lawyer, who's a lawyer, about the lawsuit about No Child Left Behind. But I'm not a lawyer. Hell, do I look like a lawyer? I'm an oil man. I'm a president. I'm a wartime president. What? What? I'm a West Texas girl. No, that's the other. That's her. What? Okay. All right. I'm not taking any more questions. I've had enough. You know, thanks for the answers. All right. What? Thanks for the questions? But I already said thanks for the answer. Thanks for the questions! Is this on C-SPAN? All right, I gotta go to the toilet. Goodbye.
This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
This Saturday is the annual Black Tie White House Correspondents' Dinner, when thousands of journalists hobnob with government officials and Hollywood celebrities. As usual, President Bush is expected to attend and make humorous remarks. Last year, at a dinner like this, he did a series of gags about his inability to find WMDs in Iraq. Yes, he joked about the mission for which over 1,000 American troops sacrificed their lives. So, how might he entertain the crowd this time? How about a few knock-knock jokes featuring Terry Schiavo? Or gags about North Korea's nuclear weapons? He could kid about holding hands with Saudi Prince Abdullah while gas prices are skyrocketing, or jokingly ask old people to die sooner to help him deal with Social Security. How about an impression of Tom DeLay grabbing loose change from the collection plate at church? Bush really has lots of material to choose from. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-838-7645, 800-838-7645. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 800-838-7645, 800-838-7645. Not available in all states.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Bush talking about Social Security and energy and other issues tonight. George Bush urged Congress in his opening statements to change the Social Security system to benefit low-income retirees of the future as part of a plan to improve finances of Social Security. At his primetime news conference, he said he envisioned a plan under which all future retirees could count on a benefit equal to or higher than today's seniors. However, that formula leaves open the possibility guaranteed benefits for middle and income seniors could be cut in later years. Bush also said America has to address the root causes driving up gas prices. He cited four steps: better use of technology, innovative and environmentally sensitive ways of making the most of existing energy sources, developing new promising sources, and helping overseas energy consumers become more energy efficient. Bush said Congress needs to get him an energy bill so he can sign it this summer, but he admits he will not bring gas prices down anytime soon with an energy bill. Tonight, a military jury at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, sentenced Sergeant Hassan Akbar to death for the 2003 murders of two officers in a grenade and rifle attack at an army camp in Kuwait. The sentence will be the subject of an automatic appeal. If Akbar is executed, it would be by lethal injection. The attack back in March 2003 killed two officers with 101st Airborne Division. He threw grenades into tents and fired on soldiers who were all in Kuwait preparing to join the invasion of Iraq. Senate Republican leader Bill Frist offering a plan today he hopes will head off a filibuster fight with Democrats over some of George Bush's judicial nominees. His proposal will give Democrats 100 hours for debating future Supreme Court and other judicial nominees, and then allowing a vote. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says he's looking at the offer, but he described it as, quote, a big wet kiss to the far right. Now that it's back to operating under previous rules, first order of business for the House Ethics Committee is going to be the investigation into trips taken by Majority Leader Tom DeLay. The panel, which has five members from each party, shut down by the Democrats who had charged rules forced in by the majority, were meant to protect DeLay from investigations. Last night, the House voted to reverse the rules, so one of their first inquiries will be into DeLay. McCain is critical of the Abu Ghraib investigations. A year ago, the first pictures became public of abused prisoners at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. The Pentagon launched multiple investigations. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain questions why senior leaders have not been held to account for what happened. McCain says it seems the Pentagon is saying essentially, quote, we didn't do anything wrong, but we won't do it again.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time, and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AIRAMERICA. Subscribe now. That's J-E-S-T.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
If you've ever wanted to talk to Bobby Kennedy or Mike Papantonio, now's your chance. Next week, Mike and Bobby will be taking your phone calls on Ring of Fire. Go to ringoffireradio.com now to find out how to jump to the front of the line and be one of the first to participate in our new call-in show. Or if you're by phone now, call 1-800-866-389-FIRE. That's 1-800-866-389-3473. Just go to ringoffireradio.com for all the details. And thanks for listening to Ring of Fire on Air America Radio Network.
Seven past the hour. Welcome back. Scott in Michigan sent me some information here that apparently CBS, NBC, Fox, who else? They all cut Bush off in mid-sentence in several time zones. They gave him an hour prime, and that was enough because this is May sweeps. This is the all-important May sweeps week where the networks come up with all sorts of sex and you know, just real trashy TV to get people to tune in so they can set their ad rates based on a week of fake programming. Don't you just love television? But apparently NBC turned over to Trump. Fox went to Paris Hilton. Well, that's appropriate. Did y'all see that video of Paris Hilton doing her boyfriend? Huh? Well, there was Bush doing the United States, so what difference does it make, right? CBS moved to Survivor. And I got an email. Somebody said, did he tell us to go watch television? What happened was at the very end, Bush said that we better finish this up. There are TV programs to show. Thanks, Scott. There are TV programs to show. Dear God. Well, you can, you know, this is this presidency's jump the shark moment tonight. It happened tonight. You saw it. You got to see it. Now, what does that mean? It means for the next 3 years we're in grave danger. We're in extreme danger. Because I think Bush knows that his presidency is toast. It's over. The religious, the Christo-fascist Nazis in this country now, they realize that their boy has gone squishy on them. Up there talking about religious tolerance. Even if he didn't mean it, he still talked about it. So the Christo-Nazis are just going to, they're, you know, Dobson now thinks he can dictate U.S. policy, and to a certain extent, with certain members of Congress, he can. You know, when you take your little road show, your little TV road show into 1,100 houses of ill repute disguised as churches on a given Sunday and talk about how a time to use a nuclear option, time to destroy the Constitution of the United States, and you get enough people listening to you, man, that's power. Oh, Dobson, you know, Dobson now, I can just imagine after that was all over, he just went home, got naked, ran around the house, screaming at his wife and, you know, smashing plates and dishes and jumping in and out of the shower and bouncing up and down on the bed, talking about how successful he was and how it was his. It's my country! Jesus is mine! America's mine! Right? That's what these people do. But the Bush presidency is over. It's which means that the United States of America and, by extension, the rest of the world is in grave danger. The stock market is tanking. The oil companies are laughing their asses off. They're just hysterical. You know, they're just going, yeah, okay, get out there and talk about your Social Security plan. Go ahead. Get out there and talk about prayer in the schools. Go ahead. Get out there and talk about Ten Commandments on public property. Go ahead. Meanwhile, we're going to sit back here and just rip and rape the American public until they can't even walk. Social Security, his little plan, the non-existent plans. See, this is where Karl Rove messed up. Karl Rove just get out there and just talk about the plan. Okay, but what's your plan? Well, there is none. Well, then what am I supposed to talk about? The plan. But you just said there is no plan. That's right. Well, what am I supposed to talk about? The plan. But just do it. Okay. What else? How many Americans are dead now? Did you see the Pentagon all of a sudden had a reversal and decided to release photos of coffins, flag draped coffins, allegedly from Iraq and Afghanistan? But some of these photographs apparently are from Vietnam, Panama, Lebanon. Oh, these vile bastards. These vile bastards. Aren't they? Huh? All right. Listen up. We're going to release some pictures of dead Americans. We're going to have coffins. We're going to have flags on them. We're going to put them out there. Too much attention being paid to this. Too many FOIAX. All right, here we go. Hip, hip, tip, four. Hip, tip, what? Those are from Vietnam. Oh, hell, it doesn't matter. Dead soldiers, dead soldier. Coffins, coffin. Flag, draped coffins, flag, draped coffin. Get them out there. Everything that this man touches, everything this administration does, is a miserable 100% failure. And once again, I invite any right-winger. I give you $5 if you just call in here and tell me one thing this turkey has done or anybody in his administration that has been successful or was not a lie.
Well, he cut taxes.
No, I said successful. How? It's just astonishing. Want to do some phone calls? Okay, we'll do some phone calls. Let's do some phone calls. All right, what the hell? Veronica is calling from North Carolina. Veronica, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
I love that name. Ever since I used to read Archie comics, there was Betty and Veronica. I thought Veronica was really the more attractive of the two. So nice to talk to somebody named Veronica.
Well, I'm actually Veronica because my dad is Ronnie. And Ronnie is my nickname.
I'll be darned. There you go. Just like in the Archie comics. That's right. I knew it. I knew your nickname was going to be Ronnie. Well, nice to have you call in, Ronnie.
All
Veronica.
Right. My question is, for 5 years now, Bush has been throwing around this Social Security crap and never once addressed an entire population of Social Security recipients.
That's very true.
Which are the children and young parents receiving survivor benefits.
Survivor benefits. Wouldn't that have made an interesting little discussion?
But the problem is the age. If he would mention it, people would have to think about it. It could happen to me. Oh, my God. I could be dependent on Social Security.
Right.
And if he would do that, how many votes would he lose?
All of them?
All of them.
Yeah.
In this age group, because people don't think about it. This was 5 years ago. And my husband died in a car accident.
I'm
sorry. I was 29. I had an 11-year-old, 2 7-year-olds, and a 2-year-old.
Good Lord.
And we live on $29,000 a year. And I'm a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so, how can I work with 4 kids at home?
Really?
We live on survivor benefits only. And $29,000 a year is just enough to keep us out of any other programs. My kids receive Medicaid, which is falling apart. It's covering less and less every day.
Yeah.
And I have no insurance at all. And if Bush would address this population of Social Security recipients, people would be a whole lot less likely to be willing to gamble it away when it's all you have. Because at 29, when my husband died, he was a real estate agent, and he was the main breadwinner, which in most families, there's one main breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have life insurance or a 401k, or we were living paycheck to paycheck. And when my husband died, I didn't even know that Social Security benefits existed. It was the funeral director that informed me to apply for them.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, now this probably won't affect me. It probably won't affect my children's benefits ever. But there are going to be more people in my situation.
That's right.
And if he starts screwing around with this program now, it's going to put so many people below the poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're there, you can't get out.
This is a compassionate conservative, Veronica. This is a guy who surely must know. Somebody must have sat him down and said, now look, George, this means widows and orphans at some point down the road are going to suffer because this means that they won't get anything. And can you imagine Bush sitting there saying, what did they vote for me last? If they vote for me, I'll do it.
Right.
Can you imagine this guy?
Right.
It's incredible. Hey, listen.
Every time he mentions the retirees and the baby boomers, well, what about the baby? That's a whole factor that he leaves out because he doesn't want to remind people that they can die today. And if he reminds people that they can die today, people taking chances with your own money is one thing. Taking chances with your kids' money is another.
That's true. Thanks, Veronica. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps to attack obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-0361. That's toll-free. 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-0361. Or visit myh57.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Veronica, North Carolina, thanks. I'm sorry we had to end the call as abruptly as we did. North Carolina is one of those infamous red states, too, huh? I wonder how many other people in I'm reasonably sure Veronica didn't vote for Bush, but... think about the people in that state who did. They also voted for Senator Dole, who is responsible in her own way as a former head of the Red Cross with mega death, tainted blood supplies. God. Back to your phone calls. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir.
Yeah, okay. Well, we had another one from this guy tonight, and the thing that I called about is the reporters, I haven't heard them mention this at all, and if you do a little searching, you find it. I found an article from 1999 in the Texas Observer, and it says that Bush back then was, in 1978, said that Social Security would go bust in 10 years, which would be 1988, unless people were given the chance to invest the money themselves.
Well, yeah, Republicans have been talking about Social Security going bust since probably about 5 years after it was put into place in the late 30s. They just hate it so much because it is it's socialist. It is a communal attempt to take care of our brothers and sisters and ourselves, and these Christo fascists, whether they exist now or back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, they like death. They want death and suffering because death and suffering validates their sick, perverted religion and their sick, perverted worldview where it concerns economics. They must have death and misery and disease in order to feel like they're accomplishing anything.
Well, that makes their day, absolutely. And I think you're right, too. I think there was a shift. For me, I saw it. I have lurkers on my blog that are like Republican neocon lurkers who occasionally send the nasty emails, and a couple of them emailed after the Terry Schiavo thing.
Yeah.
And I think there was a big shift after that. I think America really woke up and saw just what they had in power here and how sick these people are. You know, Bill.
Well,
Bill Frist is now pandering to them again with the abortion thing. That's the latest thing in the news today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they will always pander. These right-wing politicians, that's all they can do. You know, when Bush says or any of them say, well, we're in a party of ideas. No, they're not.
Ideas to destroy America.
Well, that, but nothing positive. These people are pro-death. They're pro-misery. That's what they live for. That's what they feast on. You know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable.
Hey, thanks for checking in.
I hope you and Kathy get to stop by San Diego sometime on a road trip.
We'll do it, Philip. Thanks a lot. MDM wrote in, hi, Mike. Bush has completed his mission. Oh, this is in response to MDM says why Bush doesn't care. Now, what happens? Bush has completed his mission. Like most presidents before him, he has funneled our treasury to his business and personal friends. Iraq War, can you say Halliburton and Carlyle? Add in the drug companies and credit card companies, and, well, his mission is almost complete. Now, if he can get Social Security, well, his Wall Street friends get more of our money. Oh, I forgot to mention the oil companies. Someday, MDM writes, I hope that Americans will realize that most of our tax dollars go from our pockets directly into the pockets of the selected few. Yeah, that's the way it works in this country. That's why we've tried, Democrats and normal people have tried and tried and tried to make sure that there are rules and regulations in place, just like there is in any game. You know, I mean, you can't have a game where you throw the ball on the field and everybody goes, okay, what's the rules? There aren't any rules. Ow, let's go. This is what these lazy fair capitalists want to see happen. This is what the Federalist Society likes to see happen. And by the way, are all of you right-wingers, are you Republicans just utter cowards? I really do believe you are, every single last one of you. Just cowards. I watch your cowardly spokespersons on television. I read their cowardly comments in the print medium. I listen to you cowards when I devoted a whole program to you the other night. God, you people are just you really are. You're just cowards. What's wrong with you? You know, you want your guns and you want to be able to stomp on poor people and, push somebody in a wheelchair off a cliff. You're just such a... But when a real man or a real woman steps up and gets in your face, you just turn and run like a cockroach. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Cowards. Every single last one of you. Cowards. Like the pig man, Limbaugh. Did you hear the Florida Supreme Court ruled today, 4-3, that his medical records will be made public to the prosecutors who are going to put his lard ass in jail. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I will be more than happy to wear a free Rush Limbaugh T-shirt after the pig gets in jail. I don't believe locking people up on drug charges at all, but I want to see the pig man go to prison. And I have a feeling he's going to. Wouldn't that be funny?
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies' Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to the calls, get out of debt, and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number, 800-423-0706. 800-423-0706. With just one call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-423-0706. 800-423-0706. 800-423-0706.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea.
fresh on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe is called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, and you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is... somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more on it.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Hello, Air America. Guess who? It's House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Guys, you've got to subscribe to this new humor magazine. It's called Jest, and it is the greatest. Take it from me, last night I laughed so hard my boyfriend was like, shut up, I have to sleep. And I was like, no, you shut up. Hey, I'm Tom DeLay. Seriously, Jest is fabulous. Check it out.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time, and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AIRAMERICA. Subscribe now. That's J-E-S-T.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
Jerry Springer.
I'm telling you, and I'm not the only one saying this, when you use religion to promote your politics, or use politics to promote your religion, no good can come of that. You mix politics and religion, you demean religion, you destroy politics. No good comes of that. And that's what is happening now. It is disgusting.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Aurora in San Francisco wanted to know here about what Bush meant about rendition, the idea of sending prisoners that we capture in Afghanistan or Iraq or Venezuela or Chicago and send them to a country that will torture them. That's rendition. He was asked about that, and Aurora says, I didn't have the exact quote of his answers, but I think he said that he had the responsibility to keep America safe and that some people want to harm us. My responsibility to keep them out of harm's way. What did he mean? Aurora answers, he's trying to keep the prisoners safe? Seriously, Mike, what was he saying? Is he keeping them away from Alberto Gonzalez or some other American torturer? I'm confused. I don't think Bush understands what rendition is, but he does understand that the stated policy of the United States government is to send people to either to our own gulag, somewhere in our own gulag, which includes Guantanamo and little places in Cambodia now, in Diego Garcia, in Iraq, in Kyrgyzstan, whatever, one of the stands. We have developed our own gulag, our own archipelago of torture chambers. And this is where we send people. Now, in order to cover it even further, though, we also send people to Syria, to Israel, to where else do we send? Turkey, where we know that they will be seriously and severely tortured to the point of death if they don't provide the information that that is sought by the Bush crime family. This is, by the way, this is the, isn't this the one-year anniversary of the revelations about Abu Ghraib? Did you read Bob Herbert's column in the Times today? He says there was a time not so long ago when commanders were expected to be accountable for the behavior of their subordinates. That's changed. Under Commander-in-Chief George Bush, the notion of command accountability has been discarded. Punishment is reserved for the people at the bottom. The people who follow up at the top are promoted. And Herbert goes on, he talks about what happened to Abu Ghraib. A handful of grunts were court-martialed. A Marine major was cashiered. And that's about it. It's over now. It never happened. As the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, pointed out, it was nothing more than fraternity hazing. I thought torture was a crime against humanity, but that's just me. I'm just a liberal. There's more to come that we'll never see. The creation of these torture units came directly from Donald Rumsfeld. They came directly from Wolfowitz. The order to establish torture units came from the highest levels of the United States government. There's no way to pretend like it didn't. Okay, so let's just stipulate that. At least 20 prisoners in Iraq have died in prison. One was killed trying to escape. Two apparently murdered in the prison. As the other 17, we may never know what happened to them. In Afghanistan, scores of people in American custody have been murdered. According to an article appearing at rawstory.com, prison guards acting on orders from above carried out the sexual sadism, homosexual rape, and multiple abuses which have shamed the U.S. in the eyes of the world. And those of us here who realize that the Iraqis are human beings, there is still worse to be revealed. Stuff that the Bush administration, Republican Congress, Pentagon do not want us to see. Unreleased images from Baghdad are reported to show American soldiers beating an Iraqi to a bloody heap, a male soldier having sex with a female Iraqi inmate, soldiers acting inappropriately with dead bodies, video allegedly showing Iraqi guards raping young boys. Rumsfeld has taken no responsibility for having set up this process. This is horrifying. According to an Australian news source, the torture tactics used to soften up Iraqi detainees at Baghdad's Abu Ghraib jail began under orders from the highest level of U.S. Defense Administration. The creation of torture units was the consequence of orders by the Defense Department, headed by Donald Rumsfeld, to pry information out of prisoners. It's incredible. It's been a year now. This is Bush's legacy. We have become an aggressive state that will torture people, innocent people. It doesn't matter. You know, the days of waving the flag and talking about, yeah, we're all heroes, are long gone, thanks to the Bush crime family. Do you understand that? Do you understand that we can no longer do that and do it honestly? We are not the good guys anymore. We are the sons of bitches. We are the evil, murderous thugs. Now, we've always had units within our government going back to the last beginning of the last century, the whose sole responsibility was to go out and torture and terrorize and murder and kill and destabilize and overthrow. Yes, yes, indeed. But it was never official policy. It was always clandestine policy. It was always wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now it's official policy. It's right out there in the open because George Bush is going to protect us, going to protect you and your mama and your children at the mall. In order to do that, he's going to round up as many people as he can, tear their genitals to pieces, rip their legs off, smash their kneecaps, cave in their heads, blow their bodies into a million pieces. Death, death, destruction, and torture. And now we have in key positions in the United States government, Secretary of, who do we have? The new Secretary of Homeland, the intelligence guy. Well, come on, Mike. Negroponte. Gonzalez is now the Attorney General. Chertoff is, what is Chertoff doing? He's the, Chertoff is Homeland Security. Negroponte is a Director of Intelligence. We have people in key positions in the U.S. government who are totally amoral, who represent the really murderous, amoral side, the reptilian side of America, of human behavior. And they are in key positions. So it doesn't make any difference. George Bush can be an evil son of a bitch, or he can be just a complete doofus. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Bush can get out there and have these toy press conferences and, we don't rendition. You know, the reason we rendition people, we want to make sure they're safe. Well, if you want to make sure they're safe, moron, why don't you keep them in the United States? No. We want to make sure they're safe. Well, what does that mean? You know, where we can rip your arms off and nobody will say anything. That kind of safe. Oh. You know, where we can kick them in the privates. That kind of safe. That's how we want them safe. And that's what I got out of his answer to the question tonight about the use of foreign countries who will torture people on our behalf. Now, the world knows about this. Dobson and the Christ-killing Christians in this country, they think it's a good idea. They think it's a grand idea. Oh, yeah, butcher them, especially if there are these, these fake religion, these Muslims. And eventually we're going to get to the Jews, too. But right now we're after the Muslims. So if they're Muslims, oh, yeah, stomp them, kill them. Do whatever you have to do to them. You know, stick knives in them, cut their heads off. Everything. Yeah, just kill them. Make the pile of corpses real high, and that will please our Jesus, our Lord and Redeemer. That's how sick these people are. But that's what we've done. It's a year since Abu Ghraib. Can you believe it? And this little pregnant private first class, what happened to her? I forget. And her psychopathic husband, or the father of her baby anyway, he's sentenced to jail. One female general was cashiered, and the rest of these horrible people are just go about business as usual, get promoted, get another star, and the world knows this. You know, don't think that the world doesn't know this. The world knows this. The world knows what we've become. It's hard to accept, isn't it? Huh? It's hard to accept that the United States has become the most evil, negative force on the planet. Isn't that hard? I can't get my mind around that. I pretend that's not the case. When I go about my business during the day here in Atlanta, I pretend that's not the case. I whistle. I listen to radio, music. I play with my kid. I talk with Kathy. Work in the garden, cut brush in the woods behind our house. You know, I do stuff like that. Get together with friends. I pretend. And every once in a while, the pretend facade crumbles just a bit. And I realize, son of a bitch, we are the evil people on the planet now. Not the Russians, not the Cambodians, not the Khmer Rouge, not the Chinese commies. Us, we are the torturers, the killers, the invaders, the murderers, the ones who reserve for ourselves the right to nuke anybody, invade anybody, kill anybody, rendition anybody that we please. We have become that. And you can almost hear the snakes hissing, can't you? If you listen real close. You can hear the hydras. You turn around real quick, and they duck behind telephone poles and jump back in alleys. But you catch a glimpse of them in a storefront mirror, you know, these snake-headed hydras. You know, and you think, oh, my God, really? Is that what we've become? Yes.
Was over, there's nothing left standing, nothing moving, nothing to say. They drove the prisoners east to the boats for their hanging from the gallows overlooking Guantanamo Bay.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you want cheap, high-speed internet access provided by your city? There's just one thing in your way. Telecommunications companies. Corporations like Comcast are fighting to stop cities and towns from offering low-cost, high-speed internet directly to their residents. Why? They're afraid of competition. Mother Jones reports from Tri-Cities, Illinois, where not one company offered reliable high-speed internet access to homes. So citizens asked the city to install high-speed internet for everyone. Comcast and SBC got worried. The companies fought back with a $300,000 campaign, and the plan was defeated. Now corporations like Comcast are lobbying state legislatures to stop cities from providing high-speed internet. 14 cities have already passed restrictions. It seems making a buck for these corporations has become more important than citizens' access to information on the internet. In a democracy built on an informed citizenry, this really should worry us all. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to be held as the president.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
don't measure, you just shuffle kids through. Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
Yeah, you do, don't you? Oh, my God! W has called in after this Mr. President, if you don't mind my calling you that. I say it with dripping with irony. Good evening, Mr. President. How are you? Mr. President? Mr. President? Mr. President? Okay, let's put Mr. President back on hold. Maybe he fell asleep, but by God, he called in. We'll get him back. RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Good evening, Michael.
Hey.
How are you? Hey, did you realize that while Bush is out there doing his song and dance, or his fumble and his bumble, the Medicaid was cut in the House for the poorest of people?
Yep, it was.
The old presto, changeo, switcho, changerino. It's amazing how he gets away with that stuff.
Billions down the toilet from Medicaid.
From what I saw that at press conference, it's apparently George W. Bush wants Americans to own his debt. That's what I got out of it.
I think that's what he was trying to say.
Okay. And if that was your first among equals, I'd hate to see your second or third, you know?
Yeah, really, really.
He reminds me of the kid in high school making it up as he goes along, trying to remember what was in the text, and keeps slipping up. The way he repeats talking points is crazy. I mean, it's he's become a parody of himself. It's not you don't need to make fun of him. You just have to turn on the TV and watch him.
Well, yeah, that's kind of
putting impersonators out of business.
Indeed, you can't write the kind of stuff that this guy comes up with. You can't do it. I don't care how good of a comedy writer you are, you can't do it. It's astonishing.
I was trying to get through last week about the Pope when they elected Pope Colonel Klink there. That was kind of funny. Benedict the 16th, and he said he chose that name because of peace and all that stuff, but I looked into it, and the last Benedict led the whole world into World War I, apparently, some peacemaker.
Uh-huh.
And he's an Opus Dei Catholic who believes in a perverted Armageddon ideology, a lot like the fundamentalists in America. He's on record as saying that even though Jesus has the Jews have a special relationship with God, the Jews are the special Olympians of organized religion. And he went on to say that in the end, of course, the Jews must accept Jesus.
Oh, sure, or you know it's going to happen to him.
He never says that part.
They'll be put to the sword.
Well, you know, when the bastardized version of a great prophet of peace is reconfigured as the crusading angel of the rapture comes down. The thing is, what bothers me is that so many of these people hold the same ideas, even though they're in conflict with each other in other areas, and it's almost like they're tacitly going along with this. Well, you know, we're going to prove who's right. You know, kill them all, and let God decide, sort of thing. And it's all happening at the same time. This religious insanity is percolating in every country, and they're coming out with movies like the Mel Gibson's the Last Torture of the Christ, and this new one that's coming out, Kingdom of God, about the Crusades, glorifying the Crusades all over again.
From what I've read, this Kingdom of God, Ridley Scott, it's his movie, and I understand that he presents
it in all its unglorified glory.
Right, but he presents the Muslims as being not such bad guys. He presents the Muslims as trying to work things out with the psychopathic Christians who have swooped down from Northern Europe to kill and pillage. I'd like to see it. We've got to get a babysitter, though.
If you read the history and the true history of it, Saladin, as opposed to King Richard, Saladin was the peacemaker and the guy who would go the extra yard to try to make an arrangement. And as a matter of fact, when the Crusaders would sack a city, they'd kill everybody, Jews, Muslims, doesn't matter, you know.
Oh, sure.
When
sure.
Muslims would capture Crusaders, they would exchange them for hostages and treated them well, and were kind of like in awe of them because, you know, they came from this far northern region, these big, huge horses and stuff, and Saladin's decree was to learn as much from these people as you can, or at least them unharmed, because when they go back, they won't have this they'll be at odds with what their religion is teaching them about us. I mean, he's way ahead of his time.
He was, and if I remember right, before the First Crusade, Jerusalem was an open city. The Muslims, after capturing it, Muslims said, Jews and Christians are welcome here. You know,
Saladin taxed them pretty more than Muslims. Muslims didn't have to pay tax. He didn't force you to convert at the edge of the sword, and that's one of the lies they like to tell. You know,
It's
not true. But anyway, you can go on to your Orwellian world there, where pollution equals clean skies and torture is rendition.
Right.
Have fun. Oh, and by the way, up here we saved the government up here. Apparently the NDP, the left-wing government, has made peace with the centralist government, the liberals.
Oh, so the scandal's over.
Well, no, the scandal's still brewing. And the Prime Minister, to his credit, is letting it go through, and we're going to see the whole process. And he says that there's people guilty, they're going to jail, and he's... You know, it's fully transparent, and the former prime minister is in hiding because his ass is in the sling.
But there's peace in the Great White North.
Oh yeah, because we don't want another expensive election, and this is good. And all the NDP asks is to repeal some corporate tax cuts and build some homeless shelters. And Martin said, "Well, that's okay." The Conservatives, of course, are just up in arms. Oh my God, they're going to bankrupt the country! My God.
I hate that. I just printed off like a 7-page thing explaining the entire situation of the problem in Canada, and I've been reading it at night, so I would be able to speak to it with a little just a modicum of intelligence about your issues up there. And now you're telling me that it was a waste of time, huh?
Well, not really. It's kind of interesting, but I love minority governments for that reason. Things actually get done. Compromises are made.
I hear you. RB, thanks for checking in, pal. All right. You have a nice evening. Okay, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. George back up. George Bush is back on the boat. Bush is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Bush is in the house. We will be talking to him momentarily. Momentarily. That means in just a few minutes, doesn't it? I know what that word means. Stay around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how 40 media outlets and nonprofits are saying that global warming doesn't exist after they got $8 million from ExxonMobil. Read about a sperm bank that only took donations from Nobel Prize winners. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, politics, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Sam's Club was founded more than 20 years ago to give small business owners the purchasing power of big businesses. Today, we remain committed to this focus as we recognize America's entrepreneurs during National Small Business Week. Join us at your local Sam's Club for an appreciation breakfast held in your honor, Thursday, April 28th, anytime between 7 and 10 a.m. The first 100 attendees will receive By the Seat of Your Pants, the no-nonsense business management guide by Tom Gigax. Sam's Club, we are in business for small business.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush held a primetime news conference last night to call for major reforms of Social Security. The president said Americans are aware of the dangers Social Security faces in the coming years.
They understand that Social Security is headed for serious financial trouble. And they expect their leaders in Washington to address the problem.
Bush touted his plan to provide voluntary personal retirement accounts for younger workers. He said those accounts offer the possibility of a higher rate of return. Bush began his news conference with a statement about high gas prices.
My administration is doing everything we can to make gasoline more affordable.
During the question and answer period with reporters, Bush said he felt that there has been really good progress in Iraq. He warned that there are still dangerous people operating in that country. The British government has taken the unprecedented step of publishing in full the legal advice it received ahead of the war in Iraq. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has always insisted his decision to commit troops to the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq was legally just. He says a newly released document back up his claims that the military action was lawful, but he reiterated in the end it was his decision to send troops.
And people can carry on trying to frame this in terms of my integrity. It was about a decision. I took it. I have to live with the consequences of it, and I don't regret it.
The approval of a new cabinet in Iraq is being welcomed around the world, even though 7 top jobs remain unfilled. John Terrett reports.
The interim National Assembly approved the new cabinet list by 180 votes to 5. There were 90 members absent. Prime Minister Ibrahim Jafari says he worked day and night to form a government that reflects the ethnic and religious diversity of Iraq society. As well as the oil and defense portfolios, the ministries for electricity, industry and human rights have not been filled, but Mr. Jafari has promised they will be soon. John Terrett reporting.
Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has introduced a bill to bring the death penalty to his state. It requires solid scientific evidence that connects a suspect in a first-degree murder case to the crime scene, murder weapon, or the victim. Massachusetts and 11 other states don't have the death penalty. Opponents to Romney's plan say the absence of the death penalty already ensures innocent people won't be put to death by mistake. A special group of international visitors made a stop at Philadelphia City Council Thursday. The official delegation from Incheon, South Korea, consisted of more than 2 dozen men and women visiting their sister city of Philadelphia, including Mayor Song Soo-ahn.
We are very proud of our sister city relationship with the city of Philadelphia.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
The Majority Report.
Now, old Sparky was the electric chair in, I believe, Huntsville Prison in Texas. And the death row inmates were forced to clean and keep up the maintenance on old Sparky, which would be their eventual killer.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
When we vote blindly for the George Bushes of the world, when we don't stand up to big media consolidation, we are polishing old Sparky. Do you see what I'm saying?
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
It's about 7 past the hour. All right. It's way past his bedtime. He was holding on. I think he nodded out and went to sleep. Mr. Bush joins us now from, I guess, from bedroom in the White House. Is that right, Mr. Bush?
I'm all tucked in, Mickey.
You're all tucked in? You got your jammies on? And
I had to be very careful before. Sorry. But Carl almost caught me on the phone, and I'm not allowed to use it.
Is that what happened?
If he caught me, I'd have been in so much trouble. But, dude,
yeah.
I was awesome tonight.
No, you weren't. I hate to be the one to tell you. Let me just ask you something, though, because I've had a lot of people want to know. Were you having trouble with your earpiece, you know, getting your answers to the questions? Because at the end of the press conference, you said thanks for the answers and stuff like that.
You mean my magic man in the ear?
That's the magic man in your ear? Yeah, that's what I mean, George, the magic man in your ear. Uh-huh.
Well, see, I know all the answers.
Yeah.
But I need reminders.
I see. Well, you were a little off your feed tonight. What happened?
I was awesome. The people were asking me the questions.
Yeah.
And then I was answering.
Yeah, you were, but they were a little more aggressive tonight, and I thought you were kind of a little reticent. Do you know that word, reticent? Okay, never mind. The reporters were a little aggressive, and I thought you were kind of shy.
I was being coy.
Coy?
It's my new tactic.
Your new tactic is to be coy?
I was being coy.
I see. Well, I don't think it came off. Let me ask you something now, since I've got you on the phone here. Can you explain what you meant by liquid gas in solid form?
See, okay, I learned this afternoon.
Yeah?
Because, you know, I wanted to have something on the rocks.
Sure. On the what?
On the rocks.
On the rocks, okay.
On the rocks. So I took the water, see, and it's liquid.
Yeah.
And I put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Come out solid.
And
if you could do that with the gas.
Okay. That's a great explanation. Let me ask you this, Mr. President. How do you have literacy in math when you were talking about the No Child Left Behind joke that you've perpetrated on America's children? What do you mean literacy in math?
Well, see. I was taking, you know, you have your geometry.
Yeah.
And you have your alfalfa uses letters.
Well, excuse me?
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa? You mean algebra?
That's the one.
Uh-huh.
That's the one. You're a smart man, Mickey.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you got the letters in there, literacy. In other words, what you're talking about is mixing of numbers
yeah.
and letters
yeah. Yeah.
brings more knowledge to the child.
Okay. Now I understand. Let me ask you, are you concerned about your poll numbers? You're really tanking on just everything.
I don't listen to polls.
You don't listen to polls?
No.
Well, everything that I hear you say seems to be poll-driven. Well, all right, let me ask you, you don't listen to polls. How about all these little town hall meetings that you've been having that exclude everybody except people who really want to get up, you know, real close to you and kiss you and love on you? All these meetings about Social Security, according to all the, I hate to use the P word, but according to polls, nobody's believing you. They think you're a moron.
They don't understand.
They don't understand?
They don't understand the subtleness of my Social Security agenda.
All right, well, then let me ask you. I'm unclear about this, and you seem to be too. So can you once and for all explain exactly what is the problem with Social Security?
Well, best way I can see is ever since 7-Eleven, there's been more taken of the money out of the treasury.
Yeah.
In 2041, there will be less money than people.
Okay.
And this all has to, this ties in with my ownership society, and it ties in with Mars.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Now, wait a second. I'm not quite getting this. There'll be more people than money? Is that what you said?
There'll be more people than money.
Okay. Okay.
And so if the people keep their own money,
yeah,
then people and money will be the same.
Okay. Well, how are you going to fix this? Are you going to either print more money or kill more people?
Ownership society. See, that's what I was saying before. See, let me explain this to you, Mickey.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What's the difference between poor people and rich people?
Money.
No. Ownership.
Ownership.
Rich people own stuff. So if we can get the poor people...
Yeah.
To own stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be more better.
Okay. Well, all right. I think that's the best I'm going to get. Let me ask you this: are you concerned that there's too much mixing of God and politics and judges and stuff today? You know.
Everybody in America is free to blaspheme against the Lord if they so choose. It's in the next life that they will have to worry.
Okay, but that doesn't quite answer what I'm asking. Do you think there's too much mixing of religion and politics? You know, separation of church and state and all that?
If you can show me where it says to do that, see... You're laying a trick for me, Mickey, but I'm too smart for you.
But common sense would tell you to keep religion out of politics and politics out of religion. It cheapens both and turns both into terrible, terrible weapons of death and destruction. So don't you think that you should... Oh, Jesus.
You ever eat a Reese's peanut butter cup, Mickey?
Yes, I do. I love Reese's peanut butter cups.
Remember that commercial? You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Yeah, I remember that.
Would the peanut butter cup is better than either chocolate or peanut butter?
Okay.
So it follows. See, now I'm using logic on you. It follows then that if peanut butter cups are better than peanut butter or chocolate, mixing politics and religion is like a peanut butter cup.
Hey, how are the twins? How are Barbara and Jenna doing? Let me try something that maybe you can answer without, you know, just getting all weird on me. How are the twins? We haven't heard anything about them. Haven't seen any pictures of them going around topless. Haven't seen any pictures of Jenna drunk. What's happening?
Well, it's spring break, Mickey.
It's what? Oh, it's spring break.
They're you know, take after the old man.
Doing drugs, honking up lines of coke.
Yellow shots and shaking their booty on all fours.
And Laura, how's Laura? I haven't talked with you for a while.
Lumpy in my bed?
Yeah,
she's
the lumpy.
Right here.
Is she? I would imagine she's asleep by now, right?
Oh, she's pretty heavily dosed up.
She, okay. Well,
Condi made me a PB&J.
Who did?
Condi.
She did?
Every night before I go to bed, she make give me a glass of milk and a PB&J.
A PB&J. Not a PP&J.
PB.
Yeah, PB.
A PDB.
Yeah, that, okay. Well, listen, it's nice to talk to you, Mr. President. I would imagine that pretty soon Carl's going to come in your room and tell you it's sleepy time. So.
All right. Well, he'll be in any minute. Tell your people to buy stuff.
Okay, we'll do it. Thanks, Mr. President. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening, okay?
Bye, Mickey.
Okay, you take care.
But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too. What a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much of trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know what and what is due. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Ensite continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America with millions of satisfied long-term users. Ensite customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Ensite is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Ensite has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Ensite.com. That's Enzyte.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last. So call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. 1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
And the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
I want one. I want a compassionate American for every single citizen. Quick email here from Anzi, who says that Bush did not say thank you for the answers. He said thank you for your interest. And Anzi writes, not that I'm defending him, I loathe him. Okay, thanks, Anzi, I appreciate it. Thanks for your interest. Thanks for your answers. All right. We'll see about that, Anzi. Regarding the Medicaid thing that has been brought up by a couple of callers now, congressional negotiators reached an accord this morning on a nearly $3 trillion budget for 2006 after resolving the Medicaid thing. Guess what they're going to do? Well, first of all, Kent Conrad, Democrat from North Dakota, said if you like deficits, you're going to love this budget. Nancy Pelosi said there may be as much as $8 to $10 billion in combination of Medicaid and Medicare cuts. Now, you know, the nation's governors pleaded, Republican governors, please don't cut Medicaid, since any cutbacks that come out of D.C. put more strain on state budgets that are already in the tank. But, sorry, suckers, George has to maintain and make permanent his tax cuts for the wealthy. So if poor folks or old folks get their medical care cut, too bad. You know, you should have planned for your retirement, you dumb bastards. You know what? You're poor and on Medicaid? Boy, aren't you stupid. You're old and on Medicaid? Aren't you stupid? Why didn't you die when you were 58, when you were healthier? Okay? Now you have to deal with it. It's unbelievable. This is the compassionate concern. Kennedy said on yesterday that the negotiators on this budget, House and Senate negotiators, had decided to strip a $5.4 billion provision passed by the Senate with bipartisan support that would have helped middle-class families pay for college. It's gone. Kennedy said the deal was struck long before this morning's photo op conference negotiation, before today, and behind closed doors, the Republicans decided to cut education. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much these people just make me want to vomit blood? Education, out the door. And the rat bastard talks about, now who are you referring to as the rat bastard? Well, I'm not going to tell. Talks about No Child Left Behind. Mr. Bush talks about his wonderful education programs for kids, right? Mr. Bush talks about his compassionate conservative. You Republicans who lurk around the program, do any of you have any courage to call in ever and defend any of this? Or are you like a typical Republican, you have a yellow streak down the middle of your back about 9 inches wide? I think it's a yellow streak down your back. You people are disgusting. You really are. Now, here's the sad part. These Medicaid and Medicare cuts, they're going to hurt the most in the states that have seen their industrial base destroyed by Bush policies and Clinton policies, too. And those are the red states that continue to vote against their own economic self-interest to keep the queers from marrying. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I hope some of you people just I hope you have to sell your houses in order to take care of mom and dad. You know, they raised you and they counted on certain things, and they never made any money. Right. They weren't smart like you, Booby. They didn't go to college. They stayed home and worked their asses off in mills and factories in order to send your worthless ass to college and let you become a Republican. So now, and you've been feeling real good, haven't you? Because the old lady's on Medicare, the old man's on Medicare. Huh? And they got their Social Security and they got this little scrapes here and little bits and pieces and flecks over there. Right. Huh? Now it's going to be cut. Now that house you're just waiting for to get your clutches on when mom and dad die, because you know that house is worth 180 grand. Your parents only paid 16,000 for it 40 years ago when your useless, worthless ass was born. And you're just waiting for mom and dad to pass, right? So you can get your hands, get the estate settled, get your hands on that house, right? It's worth 180 grand now. Woo! Aren't you going to have fun, huh? You're going to convert that sucker into cash real quick and move to a nice condo in Colorado Springs, aren't you? Huh? You pig. Well, guess what? The house isn't going to be there because mom and dad now are going to sink, are sinking rapidly below the poverty line. Wait till dad has that second or third or 12th heart attack. Wait till mom develops liver disease. Wait till mom has to have dialysis three times a week, huh? Where do you think that's going to be paid for? How do you think that's going to be paid for? Where's the money going to come from? It's going to come out of that house. They're going to get a reverse mortgage. They're going to have to. And you're going to watch all these assets suck away because of the vote that you made, you filthy pig, for George Bush. Now, that's going to happen a million times over. All those assets, right? That chunk of property that mom and dad have held on to all these years is going to disappear. And you filthy Republican pig, there's going to be nothing left for you. Huh? How does that make you feel, booby?
Your silver tear, he has been told to say it clear, to say it cool. It's over, it ain't cool. And now the wheels of heaven stop. You feel the devil's riding crop. Get ready for the future. It is murder.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to the calls, get out of debt, and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number, 800-423-0706, 800-423-0706. With just one call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-423-0706. 800-423-0706. 800-423-0706.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan. Well, that's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at willdurst.com.
Bush! He's turned into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell reading? What about Medicare reading? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, Saddam, yeah.
So go to willdurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get
yeah.
your copy of his new hilarious CD Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Tom DeLay's financial links to all the Republicans who are supposed to be investigating him. The state of Florida forcing a 13-year-old girl in a shelter to carry her pregnancy to term. The president evacuated to the White House bunker because of rogue, unauthorized cloud formation. If you stay up late tonight to watch Bush's first primetime press conference in over a year, make sure you get up early enough Friday morning to get your antidote. The Rachel Maddow Show, Air America Radio's new front page.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Tomorrow night, have when you come to the program, if you would please have something to write with and something to write on, because I want to give you some information about somebody who has really devoted an awful lot of time to exposing the voter fraud that occurred in this country, and who's now dealing with pancreatic cancer. And it would be a nice gesture for us to help him out here. He's like 44 million other Americans. He doesn't have any insurance. And his name is Andy Stevenson. And people who post the Democratic Underground know who this guy is. And if you don't post the Democratic Underground, you know who this guy is. So that's tomorrow night, okay? All right, where are we here? Doug is calling from Staten Island. Doug, thanks for holding on. I appreciate it. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Finally get a chance to listen to you past 12 o'clock.
There you go.
It cut us off at 12 over here.
I know. So what do? You listen on the internet?
No, I don't. I'm one of those guys that don't like to be the hamster inside the cage there. I don't use a cell phone, and I don't have a computer.
Okay, so you've been listening on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Whatever gets you through the night, you know.
Well, you know, I'm an educator here, and I have some time. I don't usually get a chance to do this, so I figured, what the heck.
There you go.
I've spoken to you on a few occasions.
Yes, before. You have.
You know, I don't know where to begin. I mean, stupid is or stupid does, I guess, but it's, you know, I've been looking at some of these things. As an educator, I try and put things together and try to find you know, information that ties into some sort of situation without getting crazy about conspiracy.
Right.
But, you know, when I look at what the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics put out, you know, just last year, is the top 16 jobs of the future that we're supposed to train our kids. This is what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, teaching these kids here.
Yeah.
I find only nurses and teachers need a diploma. And then I look at the next 14 positions, and they're like retail sales, food preparation, cashier, janitor, waiter, nurse's aide, truck drivers, receptionist, security guards. You know, this is stuff from the Labor Department. This is what they tell us to teach. You know, this is what the jobs are going to be for the future. You see all the jobs moving offshore, and I'm talking about IT engineering and so on. And, you know, I got a hold of a tape from a 2003 meeting in GE, and it was funny. He was the new CEO of
right
of GE, and he was talking to his investment meeting of all the managers of the various, you know, different companies under General Electric, and this is Jeffrey Immitt, and he goes, when I'm talking to GE managers, I talk China, 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 China. You need to be there. I'm a nut on China. Outsourcing to China is going to grow by $5 billion. We are building a tech center in China. Every discussion today has to center on China, China, because the cost basis is extremely attractive. You know, and you look at all that stuff, you put this stuff together, you see people that are loaning us money across the seas, there are all these governments, and I look at this latest proposal, budget resolution that barely passed in the House of Representatives, 214 to 211. Now, I haven't gone through the whole damn thing yet, but I noticed on the last page that it increases our debt ceiling from $8.134 trillion to $8.965 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's cutting the budget, what do we need this for? And what are the people going to the bankers across these, you know, over in Southeast Asia? And
well, this is here? this
what
is
are they
make...
going to say when we ask for $800 billion this time instead of $500 billion?
Well, the budget thing, that's to make room to make the tax cuts permanent. It's also the money that Halliburton and Carlyle Group and the Bush crime family gets to steal. What else are you going to attribute the difference to, if not to that?
Yeah. I mean, listen. I mean, all you have to do is you want to look at statistics. Say, crude hard cash. ExxonMobil up $7.86 billion, 44% profit for this quarter, which was just about as much as they made all of last year.
Isn't that nice? I read something. I had something on the program the other night. The top 10 oil companies this year have had a $205 billion after-tax profit, which is kind of a joke because they don't pay that much tax. But $205 billion, that's an obscenity. That you know what that calls for? That calls for opened, armed revolution. When you have a company or a series of companies that make that much money and gouging the American public to do it, then it calls for open revolution, doesn't it? Or have we just decided, ah, to hell with it, who cares?
No, absolutely. This is a confluence of different, you know, different segments of our society, the religious right, the corporations that control all our media and the rest of it. But, I mean, they're not only cutting the jobs and cutting the education, they're cutting the stools for security. You look at the pension contribution thing that's going on with the in Congress today. They were having meetings about it. They want to, you know, cut out the amount of money that corporations give into the pension guarantee fund. And basically, they are really separate. I mean, this is a deliberate action, and I think this is the only way that the people are going to wake up, because nobody seems to do a damn thing that, until it hits their pocketbook. You got these misguided patriots who think that blind obedience to the government is somehow being a patriot, you know, and they don't realize what they're doing is following some sort of totalitarian principle that's, you know, this doing what the government tells you to do rather than the other way around.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
The definition of patriotism.
Well, let me ask you something before we go our separate ways here, and I appreciate your call. Can we just clarify one thing? And I this is the old blue collar kind of neighborhood guy in me that still exists. It's coming out. Talking about those jobs, those 16 different categories of jobs, other than nurses and teachers, the rest of them don't require degrees. And you're right, but there's something to be said, isn't there, about retail sales and the food industry and truck drivers and people. You know, when I was a kid growing up, nobody had. Most of us were lucky to get high school degrees. Most of our fathers didn't have that, and they worked and they supported us. And you know, they bought houses and cars, and actually got to take a week off and go to Florida and visit grandma once a year. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but these things don't pay like they used to. Listen.
Oh, I know.
I was
a
street kid.
That's right.
I lived in the street from the time I was 13 and a half. I got a GED and then put myself to a high school.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. Okay.
You know, I've done all these things. I used to hustle bags at Penn Station. I used to literally shine shoes. I was a soda jerk.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that, because, you know, I always think about the ways I hustled to make money, the way so many of us that came out of blue collar, kind of lower middle class families, busted our hump in order to make a few bucks, watched our fathers work and the keel over dead from high blood pressure or heart attacks and cigarettes when they were 61. And nobody ever, at least nobody in our neighborhood, ever really had, you know, degrees after their names and made a lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
People think that we're somehow these latte drinking, Volvo driving kind of liberals. Let me tell you, my first job was World Telegram and Sun. I went and I said, I want a paper out. They said, we don't have one. I says, well, I'll get one. And I went out and I got one. And this is, you know, this is the way I mean, I slept on subways. I did a lot of dumb things when I was a kid, not things that I'm happy with, but it straightened me out. And the whole idea that somehow liberals and progressives are people that are just like into this little bubble world of their own where, you know, can't we all get together?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's a realistic kind of grassroots kind of thing that says, listen, why do 95% of our representatives vote for things which are against 95% of our interest and do it with impunity?
I hear you. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there, Doug. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate what you had to say, okay?
Always a pleasure, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. Yeah. Did I mention the Andy Stevenson thing? I think I did. Tomorrow night, I want you to have a paper and pencil, because I'm going to give you an address. And I know this is unusual, but Andy Stevenson is dealing with was dealing with pancreatic cancer, and he did an awful lot of work to try to save this republic. He really did. The whole black box voting thing. Now, yeah, there was a falling out between him and Bev Harris, but this guy busted his ass in order to get the truth out. And I'm talking about it tonight so that tomorrow I can just bring it up and you all have something to write, you know, write down an address. I want to give you an address. You know, you can't call him, you can't talk to him unless you know him. And I don't know him. I've never met him. I had him on this program. Well, we had him on once, Kathy, or twice, I think. Twice? Okay. But he's in a world of hurt right now, dealing with pancreatic cancer, and like so many millions, tens of millions of Americans, he does not have health insurance. Apparently, from what I can gather from people who have been emailing me tonight, and that's why this is important. This is important, okay? He's got a treatment program lined up, but it's going to take some money. And I know. Here comes a pitch. Here we go again. It's always something, right? Okay, yes. It's always something, right? So tomorrow night, I'll tell you what you can do to help this man who busted his ass to try to make sure that representative government wasn't murdered in its crib by this Bush crime family. Okay, that's tomorrow night, not tonight. I'll just have something to write with tomorrow night so I can give you an address and some information, okay? All right, thanks. I appreciate it. You know, I lean on you. I'm sorry, but this is important, all right? We'll be right back. This is Air America.
I have paid my debt. Now won't you leave me in my misery? Trouble, please be kind.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn two or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about one in three people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Hi, I am Mary-Kate Olsen for Jest Magazine.
And I'm Ashley Olsen for Jest Magazine.
And we're the Olsen Twins. The only thing I like better than not eating is laughing.
But seriously, subscribe to Jest and we will laugh harder than ever before.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AIRAMERICA. Subscribe now. That's JEST.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello. I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
1200.
This is Courtney Love for Jest Magazine. You know my favorite thing in the world is? That's right, drugs. Oh, and diving through dumpsters for filet-o-fish sandwiches. But my second favorite thing to do is laugh. And Jest Magazine always provides my daily fix. So subscribe to Jest, or I'll kill you. Make it look like a suicide.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time, and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AIRAMERICA. Subscribe now. That's J-E-S-T.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Thanks to the production staff tonight for their usual bright, shiny performance. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac engineered the program in New York City. David Fizik has screened your calls in the city. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch archives the program at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and our most excellent music bureau chief, Jim in Arkansas. Catherine Bay produces the program. Susan is calling from Florida. She's been holding on practically since the program started. Susan, welcome to the thanks for your patience.
That's okay, Mike. I need the $5 because the rent's due in a couple of days to win the challenge on when Bush was not lying.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up again.
When was he not lying?
Actually, yesterday. I think there are dozens of examples, if not hundreds.
Yeah?
And the best and the most obvious was when he said something like, "Our enemies never stop thinking of ways to harm us, and neither do we."
Okay, all right. Well,
one was, "I don't think you can win the war in Iraq." I think you need to change the challenge a little bit to just show me one time when he wasn't lying and knew it.
Oh, there you go. That's what I meant. Didn't I say that?
Well, tell David to stay on the line afterwards so you know where to send the $5.
Yeah, okay.
If you have time. I have, and I've been waiting to say that. I had a pretty illuminating conversation with a friend of mine recently.
Oh, yeah?
He's a registered Republican.
Okay.
And the conversation went around to last November's election.
Uh-huh.
This guy is a blue-collar, skilled worker. He's smart. He's kind. He's politically aware. And he said to me, "I just couldn't vote for Kerry, but I wanted Bush's head on a pike," figuratively speaking.
Uh-huh.
When I asked him why on earth he voted for Bush, he said, quote, "I didn't think he would win," unquote.
I just
stood there and stared at him.
But that doesn't, I'm staring at him too. That makes no sense.
Then he very quickly followed it up with, "I know he didn't win."
Oh.
And so we segued into discussing voting fraud and voter disfranchisement, but I was just speechless because he voted for him because he didn't think he would win.
But that's still...
Exactly.
It doesn't... I mean, that's totally illogical, but what was his reason... That's his answer? I voted for him because I thought he wouldn't win. I don't get that. I'm not sure I understand what that means.
I think his motivation was, "I'm here, I'm going to vote, I can't vote for Kerry."
Did he ever say why?
No, we didn't have the time.
But see, that sounds, I'll tell you what that sounds like, Susan. That sounds like, no offense to your friend, but that sounds like a typical Bush supporter's logic.
But he has been very anti-Bush for quite a while.
Well, then why did he vote for him? But that's insane.
Go figure.
But that's insane. He's making me crazy. With you telling the story, it's making me crazy. If somebody is anti-Bush and votes for him because they don't think he's going to win,
right,
that makes no sense to me. That's like, I don't know, it's like cornflakes with a hole in the middle. You don't have that. You have Cheerios with the hole in the middle. You understand what I'm saying there?
It's the... chocolate and the peanut butter together.
No, that's a good...
And the liquid in the glass, then the gas and the solid.
Oh,
it
God.
It makes as much sense as that.
Well, will you please tell your friend that if he is an intelligent man and he is a good man,
yes,
that he needs to stop using illogic that helps throw this country into the meat grinder? I mean, with all due respect.
I have tried with him, and he's the nicest guy you'd want to meet, but there's a mental block there.
Then you probably need to cut his head off. I'm just kidding. Oh, here comes the Secret Service.
And find that pike again? No.
There you go. And, of course, we're only talking figuratively, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. Pikes went out a long time ago.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Anyway,
all right, well, listen.
So do I get the $5?
You certainly do. It's coming. It'll be in the mail. Check with me as soon as you get it. Let me know. I'll put a thing on it so I'll be notified online when you get it, okay?
I sure will.
All right, Susan, take care. Thanks for checking in.
I'll wait for that when Bush tells the truth and means it.
There you go. Thanks, Susan. You have a nice evening. Mike is calling from Dallas. Mike also has been holding on forever. Mike, you got about 2 minutes here, pal.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Sure.
You know, what a buffoon, or maybe Bugs Bunny would say buffoony or something.
Buffoony. Oh, it was awful. Are you referring to me or Bush?
Oh, Bush.
Oh, Bush. Okay, good. Yeah.
Criminal, the junta in charge there. You know, it's funny. It kind of reminds me, listening to some of the clips that I heard on the radio, kind of reminds me of the Jerry Garcia song, you know, but we're all going to hell in a handbasket, but at least he's enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, I just wonder, what is the guy smoking? And, you know, it's kind of a crime that he's not sharing with the rest of us because they're so happy and gleeful.
I don't know. I do think, and I said this earlier tonight, that Bush has jumped the shark. It's over. He's toast. Everybody that supported this thug got what they wanted. The Social Security thing, I don't think that anybody ever in the Bush crime family seriously thought that would take. They brought it up. They got everybody talking about it. They kept the media's attention on it. Had these phony little ass town hall meetings. In the meantime, ExxonMobil and the oil companies are ripping everybody off. The price of gas is going out of sight, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Murder and mayhem is occurring in Iraq. Social Security was the red herring. Medicaid, Medicare cuts, education cuts. You understand what I'm saying? I hate these people. Hey, listen, I have to leave you there, Mike. We're out of time. Thanks, pal. All right, you take care. I'll see you all tomorrow night. Don't forget, I have something to write with tomorrow night because I got to give you some information about Andy Stevenson. All right? Have a nice evening. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Sam's Club was founded more than 20 years ago to give small business owners the purchasing power of big businesses. Today, we remain committed to this focus as we recognize America's entrepreneurs during National Small Business Week. Join us at your local Sam's Club for an appreciation breakfast held in your honor, Thursday, April 28th, anytime between 7 and 10 a.m. The first 100 attendees will receive By the Seat of Your Pants, the no-nonsense business management guide by Tom Gigax. Sam's Club, we are in business for small business.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home.